Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to today's edition of the news show. It is Thursday, October 9th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. It is now official. The next Apple event will be October 16th. And the event is going to be held directly at Apple headquarters. Guess they ran out of money last time at the Flint Center. So what do we have to look forward to on October 16th? Well, probably some new iPads. iPad Air 2, probably. Maybe an iPad Pro. New Mac computers. Maybe a few software upgrades here and there. And probably iOS 8.1. Apple is calling the event "It's Been Way Too Long." Really? It's only been a month. Tim Cook, if you listen to the new show, which we hope you do, a little bit of advice. No U2 this time, okay? Thanks. And while we're on the subject of Apple, we might as well just go ahead and put it out there. Apple is still the king of the U.S. smartphone sales market. With all the troubles of Bengate, and now we've got Hairgate, and crap software, and all of those sort of things, Apple still holds the dominant share at 42% of the U.S. smartphone market. Meanwhile, Samsung only takes 28.9%. These figures are rolling in from ComScore, which examines 174 million Americans that have smartphones for more than a three-month period. Way to go, Apple. You're putting out half-assed products, but you're still number one. Well, the folks over at Twitter have had enough of the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice. They've decided to file a lawsuit against them. The social media company filed a lawsuit in California federal court to publish its full transparency report, which documents government requests for user information. Twitter published a surveillance report in July, but couldn't include the exact number of national security requests because the government said, you ain't doing that. Now, it's no secret that the U.S. government's been able to access phone networks and high-speed internet traffic for years. Then they started pushing companies like Google and Skype and Yahoo, say, hey, you guys do it much better than us. Give us your information. In fact, it's recently emerged that Yahoo was even threatened with a fine of $250,000 daily if they didn't comply with the demands of the U.S. government. According to the Department of Justice, however, though, they're only ordering companies like Google and Yahoo and Twitter to turn over their information in the matter of national security. Nice of you to do this, Twitter. At least we'll know what information they're taking from us. How about you go one step further and prevent them from getting it in the first place? There's an idea. I don't even know how you say this. Okay, plastic. Think plastic without the I. Well, anyways, they've got a really good idea. They want to be your only credit card in your wallet. They want to replace all of those credit cards you got and put it into one single card. You think, well, how do they do that? Via your phone and via Bluetooth. Yes, this does sound very similar to a device called Coin that was to be launched way back in 2013, yet they are yet to still get off the ground. Plasti, whatever, how you say it, I don't know, maybe it's French, wants to be the first in line. I gotta say, this does kind of look pretty cool. I'm kind of interested in it, actually. Some of the features they're talking about with the card, it can remotely wipe all your data just in case it gets stolen. However, though, don't get too excited. It's $155, and it doesn't exist yet. So you could pre-order right now something that doesn't exist. Supposedly, the thing is launching in the summer of 2015. Oh well, until this is released, I guess it's back to my old 20 credit cards for now. I was so happy to have one thing that would just put me further in debt. Great googly moogly, what happened at Google's cloud services today? Google experienced a series of hiccups yesterday when its cloud storage, Gmail, Hangouts, pretty much everything Google went down. However, it didn't take too long to get it back online. By 3:21, things were starting to get back up and running as usual for the Google machine. As of right now, Google's not actually really sure what happened. They hope to provide further details in the coming days of exactly what caused the major outage. But at least things are all good and fine now in Google land. Hey Google, how about a refund? Nokia, it's here! The maps I'm talking about, and it's on your Samsung Galaxy Android phone. Nokia on an Android. Okay, I can go with this. Of course, the map service has been long available on many Windows phones and, of course, Nokia handsets, but now, finally, it has come to the Android platform, but only for right now to the Samsung Galaxy S series. Meaning, if you don't have a Samsung device, you're going to have to be waiting for a little while longer. And from what we're hearing, quite a while longer. All that being said, the maps actually look pretty good, and if you're looking for a good alternative to Google Maps, it's not really a bad choice, I gotta say. Now, I doubt we'll ever see Nokia Here Maps for the iOS platform, which is really a shame, because let's face it, Apple Maps, it still sucks. And finally, how many smartphones, gadgets, gizmos that require a SIM card do you think you own? Just off the top of your head. All right, time's up. Okay, chances are you've got more devices than there are people in your household. That's right, the human population is just a tad under 7.2 billion right now. However, though, there are 7.9 billion active SIM cards in the world. According to GSMA Intelligence, they say that there are 7.9 billion devices in use, and it's growing five times the rate of the actual human population. I know you're thinking, how can this possibly be true? Well, according to them, people have, you know, their work or business phone, and then they have their home phone, and maybe their recreational phone. I don't know, maybe their phone for their mistresses. Who knows? And then, of course, you got tablets and mobile data and all that sort of stuff to take into consideration. Part of me can believe this, because I'm thinking about how many gadgets I've got in my household, and they all have a SIM card. And we all thought it was going to be the machines that would destroy the human race. Nope, it's the SIM card. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget, tonight we've got the big show headed your way right here on the British Tech Network. That's going to be at 8 o'clock. Host Ewan Rankin and a great panel tonight. I'm not sure who he has on tonight, but it's always a good panel on the big show. And they're going to be talking all the great tech that's been happening this week. Fun for all is to be had. Don't forget, tonight, 8 p.m. UK time. Also, before we sign off from today's episode, I just want to thank you, yes, you, the listener, for making the news show the number one tech podcast in the UK yesterday. Amazing. Thank you very, very much. Can't do this show without you guys. It's the reason why I do the show, and if you're having fun, I'm having fun too. So thank you very much. And yes, we will be back tomorrow to get you caught up in the latest tech news from the past 24 hours. But until then, just be a little bit patient. I know Friday's almost here. Have a good Thursday, okay? And thank you so much for listening.